take a few deep breaths and try to find the inner child part of you, or the emotional part of you. I think they're often really the same thing. So notice what you're feeling. Notice that child part of you that is scared a lot of the time or feels needy a lot of the time. The part of you that you probably ignore. It's the part of you really that wants to eat to feel better. Really, she wants love, safety, attention. But just take a few deep breaths and connect in with that part of you. And notice where she is in your body. Maybe she's in your chest. So take a breath and feel her there. Maybe she's in your stomach. Just take a breath and feel her there. Maybe you have a sense of her kind of all over in your body, on your arms, your legs, wherever she is, just take a breath and notice her there. Pay attention to her, give her the attention she's wanting. Let her feel you seeing her. And if you feel angry with her, or you don't want to look at her, or you feel frustrated, that's okay too. It's perfectly normal, and often the first feelings that come up. If you feel that way, that's okay, but still just notice her. In fact, it's okay to say to her, I don't even like you. I wish you'd go away. If you feel that way, just say it to her. There's nothing wrong with feeling that way. And take a deep breath. And whether you feel dislike toward her, or anger toward her, whether you feel comfort toward her, or positive feelings, or whatever you feel toward her, and it's probably a mixture of things too. But just notice what you feel, and notice her. If she were sitting in front of you, how would she look right now? What would her posture be? How old is she? What does she want you to know about her? Notice her facial expression. Notice how she feels right now in this moment. Notice that this is probably how she feels a lot of the time. Notice what she's been through. To see her sitting there. As you connect with her and see her and notice your feelings toward her and notice her feelings toward you, allow yourself to connect with her maybe in a way that you never have before. It's just the two of you. And if you want, you can take her hand or put your arm around her or give her a hug or keep her at a distance. If that's what you want to do, that's fine too. But notice that it's the two of you going into your day, going into your holiday, your Thanksgiving day. And every day, especially the times when you're walking into something that's difficult or scary for you, like a meeting or you know, talking to someone for the first time or whatever it might be that's hard or scary for you. Notice that it's both of you that are going into that, both of you that are present. She has feelings about it, and you have feelings about it. So just let yourself take her with you. In fact, imagine yourself going into one of these difficult situations. Again, maybe it's the holiday, maybe it's something at work or something in your life or whatever it is. Just imagine something right now, something that's challenging for you or difficult, you feel fear around, or anxiety or anticipation, anything like that. Just imagine that scenario right now. And take her with you. Take, hold her hand and notice that she's there too. What does she feel about this situation? What does she want you to know about how she feels? Maybe it's really scary or hard for her and she needs your company. Notice what you would like to say to her. Just imagine yourself with her in that moment. Notice that she's with you the whole time, constantly having feelings about it, constantly trying to get your attention, your comfort, your safety. You are the one who can give her that safety. What would you say to her if you wanted her to feel safe in this situation? Imagine yourself saying it now. Notice her response. It's possible she doesn't even believe you or trust you, and that's okay too. Just notice it. Why should she at this point? You may have been ignoring her for a very long time, or even hating her for a long time. It's okay. And just take a breath and notice it. And notice how you feel toward her and how she feels toward you in this very moment. So there's the feelings around the situation that you imagined, and there's also feelings that are happening right now in this moment. Is she feeling seen by you or taken care of? Does she feel safe or maybe just terrified? Notice how you feel. Maybe up until now, you haven't really given her much of your attention or time. Right now, just notice her and let her notice you. And take a breath and now allow her to go back into that place where you felt her inside of you. In your chest, in your stomach, wherever you feel her, just let her go back there. The whole time, just paying attention to her and where she is, how she feels and how you feel. Again, noticing how old she is and all that she's been through. Take a breath, and as you feel her inside of you, just send her some appreciation for coming out and letting you see her. And also give appreciation to yourself for going through this exercise, for seeing her, for taking the time to connect with the child part of you. Now notice that the two of you are very, very connected, that you know her better than anybody, that she's there all the time, anytime you have an emotion, that's her. And know that you taking care of her and protecting her is all she really needs and wants, that at any moment you could be mad at her. You could be connecting with her. You could be distancing from her. You could be telling her to shut up. You could be looking at her and appreciating her. Just seeing how she's feeling. At any time, you can connect with her. And I strongly encourage you to try to do it before and during, if you can, anything that causes you emotions that's difficult for you, it's scary, it's hard. In a way, imagine yourself taking her hand and going into that situation together. Doing this is very helpful. Kind of gives you a sense of, I'm not alone in this. I've got my inner child. I've got someone else. And she's there with you too. And that you'll understand and know yourself better when you check in with her about these things, about that situation, about how she feels before, during, and after. Know that having a connection and a relationship with the child part of you is very, very helpful with your relationship with food, with your body image, with everything. So learn to check in with her, be with her. Take a deep breath, and again, just appreciate yourself for doing this. And let yourself come back to listening to this again if you need help connecting with her again.